Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, however you're choosing to listen to this recording. We're moving into this book, The Wisdom for the Devoted, in the way that most of the book is set up, which is very small chapters. In fact, this recording, which is the eighth one, it starts on page 65 and it will include three, four chapters. So, very to the point, I imagine. So let's begin with the Fatiha and bringing in the light of the prophetic wisdom and truth into our circle so that we can enter into greater communion and a sense of connection, relationship. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Bringing Sidi's presence into our mind's eye and then letting him move down deeper into the heart through our imagination, finding our connection through the longing not to please Sidi, but to move through Sidi, through his presence, so that we have greater recognition of our own presence, and that's inborn within our deepest parts of us, supported by the prophetic light. Begin page 65 in the middle with the chapter entitled, Will the Lover Remember His Beloved on the Day of Judgment? Ahmad ibn Liyah, narrated from Khalid ben Imran, from Qasim ibn Muhammad, that Aisha, radiallahu anha, said, Once I said, O Messenger of Allah, will the lover remember his beloved on the day of judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, There are three times when he will not remember. When he is watching the scale to see whether the weight of his deeds is light or heavy. When he is watching the spread of the recorded scrolls to see if he will take it with his right hand or with his left hand. And when a column of the fire unfolds before his eye, saying, It is my duty to take three. The one who invoked other than Allah, the tyrant, and stubborn, and everyone who did not believe in the reckoning. It will take them all in its fold and throw them to drown in the blazing fire. There is a bridge in hell that is as thin as a hair and as sharp as a sword. Upon it there are hooks. Some people will cross the bridge as fast as lightning or a stormy wind. Some will be saved and others will be wounded or heavily injured, and others will fall on their faces in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And the trumpet shall be sounded, and all those in the heavens, and all those in the earth shall be thunderstruck, save those whom Allah wills." Then it shall be blown again, and all at once they will be standing, looking on. Quran 39:68. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also says, "Oh, you people, be conscious of Allah and ward off evil. For the shaking of the hour is a mighty thing." Quran 22:1. "There will be three blows, one to cause terror, one to strike thunder, and one for the resurrection. Allah will order Israfil to blow the first blow. And when he does, all the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth will be filled with terror. When he blows the second blow, all will be thunderstruck. And when he blows the third blow, all will be resurrected." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say, "Where are the kings and the sons of kings? Where are the tyrants and the sons of tyrants? They ate from my blessings, but worshipped other than me." He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will also say, "To whom does the sovereignty belong today?" And the whole universe shall say in unison, "To Allah, the One, the All-Prevailing." Quran 40:16. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then command the sky, and it will rain something that resembles the semen of men for 40 days. And this water will cover everything. Creatures will grow like plants until their bodies are complete and return to be as they once were. They then will stand for 70 years. Allah will not look at them. Judgment will not yet take place. And they will weep until there are no more tears, and they weep blood. They will sweat, and their sweat will cover them until they are called to the cramming assembly. This is alluded to in Allah saying, "Rushing in confusion to the caller." Quran 54:8. Then the angels from every heaven will descend to the lowest heaven, and they'll surround the earth. Allah says, "Oh, you assembled throng of jinn and people. If you are able to pass beyond the regions of the heavens and the earth, then pass beyond. You will never pass beyond, save with our authority." Quran 55:33. You will see each nation bowing on its knee, called in accordance to its book. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every prophet was granted a supplication, and it was mostly used for something concerning this lower world, but I have saved my supplication so that I am able to intercede on behalf of my nation on the Day of Judgment. I am the master guide of the children of Adam without pride. I will be the first upon for which the earth will split. And I take no pride, and the flag of praise and thankfulness will be in my hand on the Day of Judgment. Beneath it will be Adam, and beyond him all humanity, and I take no pride. Next chapter. They unconsciously reject the Quran. It's the title. O you who have come to secure belief, if you obey a group from among those who have received the book before you, they may turn you, after you have believed, back to disbelief. Quran 3:100. It was narrated by At-Tabari and Al-Basri that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you shall follow the ways of those who came before you inch by inch and cubit by cubit. Even if they enter a lizard's burrow, you will follow them. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah, do you mean the Jews and the Christians? He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, who else? The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, there will be a small number from my community who will unconsciously cover up the truth of the Quran, just as the Jews and the Christians did. They will believe in some parts of it and reject other parts. The Messenger was asked, how? He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, they place Iblis equal to Allah in his creation, words, power, and provision. And they say kindness is from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and evil is from Iblis. In this sense, they reject the Quran after believing and after having knowledge. My community will only receive hostility, hate, and conjecture from them. These are the heretics of this ummah. In their time, there will be oppression of the authorities, and what persistent oppression. Then Allah will send a plague which will eliminate most of them, and there will be landslides, and very few among them will survive. The faithful believer will only rejoice a little, and his sadness will be intense. There will be a transfiguration. Allah will change most of them into pigs and monkeys. At this, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wept, and we began to weep with him. Then he was asked, O Messenger of Allah, why do you weep? And he said, out of compassion for them, because among them were worshippers and the diligent. The Lord of the truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, do not relent in your pursuit of the enemy folk. If you suffer pain, so also do they suffer as you suffer. But you hope from Allah what they can never hope for. And Allah is all-knowing and wise. Quran 4:104. These are the days that pass between people, so that he may know those who faithfully believe, and take from them witnesses, and Allah does not love the oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, and it is he who has let loose the two bodies of water, one fresh and one sweet. One fresh and sweet, and the other salty and bitter, and placed a barrier between them, a bar that impedes their mingling. Quran 25:53. Abu Bakr looked at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, if any of them looked under their feet, they would see us. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O Abu Bakr, what do you think of two persons of whom Allah is the third? And whoever takes Allah and his messenger and those who have attained to faith for protectors, surely they, the party of Allah, shall be the victorious. Quran 5:56. Allah has granted triumph to his prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to those who support him. The sincere followed him at the appointed time, while others were sick or hesitant, and he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bent the heads of his enemies with dust. Next chapter is entitled, Soon Nations Will Gather Against You. Abu Dawood and Al-Bayhaqi narrated after Thauban, may Allah be pleased with them, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, soon nations will gather against you just as people are called to a feast. And a person asked, will this be because at that time we will be less in number? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, no, you will be in large numbers, but you will be at the scum of a torrent. And Allah will remove from the chests of your enemies any consideration for you and throw weakness into your hearts. The man asked, what will that weakness be? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, love for this world and a hatred of death. Luqman said to his son when he was admonishing him, O son, truly this world is like a deep ocean, and numerous people have drowned in it. Therefore, let your ship be consciousness of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fill it with faith in him. Let it sail, be your reliance on him so you attain salvation. I only see you safe when you surrender to Allah. But those who buy this world and sell the final world, their suffering will not be lessened and they will not triumph. Everything in this world is doomed except the remembrance of Allah and those whom he befriends. And it was narrated by Muslim, whoever only loves his lower world harms his final world, and whoever only loves his final world harms his lower world. It is better to choose that which persists in existence than that which perishes. Abu Dar al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, said, my intimate friend, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recommended four words to me which became more beloved to me than the world and all it contains. He said to me, O Abu Dar, have mastery over your ship because the ocean is deep. Procure abundant sustenance because the journey is long. Lighten the burden on your back because the obstacles are nearly insurmountable. Be sincere in what you do because the critic sees the ship. Righteous deeds are the ship's filling, and a guarding consciousness of Allah is faith. The deep ocean is the world and all it contains, and the ship's sail is reliance on Allah. Allah offered the trust to the heavens and the earth, but they refused to carry it and were grieved by it. But the human being carried it because truly he is unjust and ignorant. The final chapter is entitled, The Faithful Believers Are Not Like the Dissolute. Allah says, is someone who is a believer like the one who violates the limits of the law, fasika? They are not equal. But as for those who believe and do good deeds, for them there will be gardens of refuge prepared for them because of what they used to do. As for the corruptors, their place of rest is the fire. Whenever they want to get out from it, they will be put back into it. To them it is said, taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny. Quran 32:18-21. He makes them taste a sooner punishment which is less than the greater punishment, so that they may return. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrated after his Lord, O child of Adam, do not be arrogant due to your youthfulness, for many die young. O child of Adam, do not rejoice with your material world, for you do not live forever. O child of Adam, be ashamed toward me when you're disobeying me. so I may be restrained in letting you suffer. The child of Adam, I have favored you with countless gifts for which you cannot possibly thank me. I've made two eyes for you to see with and made covers for them. Therefore, look at that which I made permissible for you. And when you see something I have prohibited, draw the cover upon your eyes. I've made you a tongue and made an outer covering for it. Speak in accordance with what I demand of you and what I have made permissible for you to say. And if you harbor that which I have prohibited, close your lips upon your tongue. I have made you sexual organs and concealed them for you. So acquire by them only what I have made permissible for you. And if you are offered what I have prohibited, then conceal yourself. O child of Adam, you cannot endure my discontentment, nor can you endure my revenge. And indeed I am the Avenger, Al-Muntakim, and the Almighty, Al-Jabbar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا آمين. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.